board just don't feel comfortable with trying to get to a true value here.
Would it be helpful if, so after our conversation yesterday, I went back and I looked at some of my materials, and there is an email from Ms. Chapman to Amy Tatum at Empire, and I can pull it up, and I can read it to you, or I can send it to you, either way, but I can definitely summarize it, and it relates to that $4,000 per acre value for commercial property. And there was some discussion between Ms. Chapman and Ms. Tatum prior, or right after the assessments had come out, but before the BOE appeals had been filed. And I've got an email here that I'm looking at right now where they're discussing the per acre values. And the reason why I bring this up is that you had asked us, if Ms. Chapman had asked us if we had gotten comps, and then you had asked Ms. Chapman, well, you know, they came up with something. Did you have anything to share? And she didn't have anything to share. And so that caused me to wonder. And so I went back and looked, and I found this email from Ms. Chapman. I'm looking at it right now. It's dated April 26th. And it says, FYI on the land values. She says, we are moving all values in the county towards $4,356 per acre. And I'm quoting this. This is based on a study of land values in the area and is backed up by a recent purchase of large tracts of land by the U.S. government on the eastern side of the county for $4,000 per acre.
Okay.
And I had forgotten that I had this email, and that's a shame on me for forgetting that. But, you know, this is Ms. Chapman telling Empire that she has comps at $4,000 an acre. And so I just point that out because if she's already done her assessment and is moving values to $4,356 per acre, and then she's basing that on a comp of a recent purchase at $4,000 an acre, that puts us smack dab in the middle of where we're at. And I realize the board, you know, is reluctant to pull the trigger on something like this, but I would encourage you to make difficult decisions, because if you pass it along, which a lot of boards in many counties that I go into do, they just say we don't have the expertise, so we're going to pass it. Well, I get frustrated by that because the board has a statutory obligation to do their job. And again, I'm just saying there's plenty of evidence that we've done our duty to appear before the board and present evidence to the board of value. I haven't heard anything from the assessor yesterday that would support her value, other than she just thinks it's worth a lot of money. And then now there's this email, and I can forward you the email, and I think you should read it, because if she knew this, so I'm surprised she didn't mention it to the board yesterday when we were in the hearing. I had forgotten about it, else I would have, obviously. But I'm reading right here, she's moving all values in the county to $4,356 per acre, and that she thinks that's backed up. There's a study of land values that she apparently must have done, and it's backed up by a recent purchase of large tracts of land by the U.S. government on the eastern side of the county for $4,000 per acre. So that's right where we're at. And that's not even accounting for the fact that these parcels, which it's hard to, I mean, each of the appeals that we filed has a picture of each parcel.
Sure.
I mean, you should look at these things. I mean, they're weird shapes. They're awkward. They don't have any access. And then I know the board talked a lot about the Branson Landing, but that's like just two of 139. I mean, that's like the tail wagging the dog. I mean, if you want to do something with the Branson Landing parcels, okay. But the argument that, well, the landing property is valuable, well, okay, but what about the 137 other parcels that are just further down the lake that don't have anything around them, that are in a floodplain, and you know, we're asking for $4,000 an acre, and it just turns out, and I like I said, so I forgot about this email. Apparently the assessor, at least in this communication, agrees with that, but didn't mention that to the board. So that's a bit frustrating.
Okay. And now, let me do this. The assessor's here. I'm going to let her comment on that. And obviously, we are happy to look at anything that you want us to look at. But let me let the assessor respond to that. I don't know what the answer to that question is.
Okay. I did write that email. And when I was talking to Amy, we were talking about how we did the land that was not on the lake shore. And that's why I told her that, because I did use those numbers. That's where this is coming from. So it's $43.56 an acre or 10 cents a square foot. And so all the inland stuff, that's what I used. And then anything along the lake shore, or if we had, because those numbers were at $3 a square foot, or up by the landing it was $6 a square foot, just based on what was around, that's where my numbers came from. But again, depending on your location, that's why they would change. But on these ones that were not near the lake, that were out in the middle of nowhere, $43.56 an acre is the what I used, and that's why they came out the way they did.
Okay.
All right. So I'm not
so on our sheet,
telling
you can
a story.
She valued our land just on an average per acre. She valued it at $23,000 an acre. And we showed you an example of the first example at the hearing last week was a tract of just underwater land, and she had it at $40,000 an acre. So I realize that the board is uncomfortable, but that's what being a board is all about, right? You have to make tough decisions.
Well, I mean, I think you understand that we have been wrestling with this, and we didn't punt on the first day or anything like that. We've had you. This is the third time,
yeah.
I believe. So
I know, and I appreciate that. But if you do ultimately kick it to the state tax commission, what that means is a significant expense.
I get that.
For the taxpayer, and that's just a quagmire, and that's what we're trying to avoid, and that's what I think the board. You know, that's their statutory charge to try to avoid those situations when they can. And I think we've presented ample evidence for you to make that determination.
Okay.
At least that's again, I'm being an advocate, so that's
understand.
That's what I would encourage you to do.
Susan, you had something.
So when you say, oh, this parcel is 23,000 an acre. You know that I split them out just like you did in your chart. I looked at the piece of land. I looked at how much of it was in the floodplain, how much of it was actually underwater, if it was lake view property, and if it was just property that went further back where it would be the 43.56. That's why you've got the different values. But I did calculate these in that same manner that you're talking about. You just didn't give the correct values for the underwater or for the one that's actually lakeshore or down at the landing. You're not in line, so.
Okay. And, all right.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, I would just say, I mean, again, I don't think you've even addressed. I hear what you're saying, Ms. Chapman, but the assessments don't bear that out. So the underwater parcel, which was Diane's first example, was 40,000 an acre of a parcel that's completely underwater. And you had told the board and us that your water values were 500 an acre. So that just, and I think, Mr. Akers, you commented that's obviously a mistake.
But the one you're talking about is at the dam.
I wouldn't want your job. Being an assessor is hard. The reassessment is a lot of parcels. I get it. I'm sympathetic to that. But I'm here representing my client, and
for the board to say
that they can't determine that 40,000 an acre underwater, when the assessor has said she's using 500 an acre, if the board can't make that determination, I would encourage you, I felt like when we met on Wednesday and then we talked yesterday that the board was receptive to reviewing this evidence and allowing Ms. Chapman to provide anything in response, and I haven't seen anything from Ms. Chapman in response at all. And like I said, we've gone through a lot of effort to come up with values that we think are supportable, and again, to be conservative on the high end of things. So we think this is a very reasonable approach. If, and like I mentioned, if, these numbers go through, there will be an opportunity to look into this further next cycle. But to just hit a taxpayer with a 600% increase and for the board to just say, okay, I just, you know, whatever.
Well, the increases, you know, we've had that issue before just because we had a lot of people that haven't been assessed. So, I mean, the increase is not really something that they task the BOE or they tell the BOE that we can really do much about as long as it still represents fair value or fair market value of the property. So, and that is obviously the ultimate question. I'll look at the email. You're going to be available till 4 o'clock today. We'll have you we'll have your decision one way or the other by the end of the day. Okay?
Okay, thank you. I'll forward the email to Jennifer, and then I'll do that right now, and then I'll be around today.
I think she's already admitted that she sent what that was, but I mean, if you want to send it, you're welcome to. But I believe the assessor's already admitted that conversation occurred.
Just to be clear, on that issue, I'm happy to send it, but just to be clear, on that issue, mm-hmm. she did a land study of values in the area,
okay.
all commercial land, and she came up with an average county value of $43.56.
Okay. And I've written that number down.
You agree with that, Chapman, right?
I think there's more to that into the conversations I was having with Amy. So I think you're taking out of context. I never would have said that the stuff at the landing was square foot.
It says we are moving all values in the county toward $43.56 per acre. And so what I am saying is that if that's the